Okay, guys, we're back. Like an idiot, I completely forgot to bring up the ink skets that I'm going to talk about right now. There is an artist in Detroit. His name is Rob Cameron. Rob is a designer for an automobile company in Detroit. Now, his kind of hobby, he ended up doing like these sketches of bourbon bottles or whiskey bottles. He does fascinating and fantastic work. I'm going to show you in just a minute. Rob uses a Uniball Vision Neater rotoball pen, 0.5 millimeter, to produce these sketches. And then he digitizes them in order to do some shading and to reproduce the prints. Now, guys, I'm going to show you this print, and I want you to take a look at it. This is some of the work that Rob does. This is one example of his work. Isn't that gorgeous? I mean, this guy is so talented. I have no idea when he's going to be snapped up, but he is going to be literally famous for years. Rob does all these prints, right? Now, the one I just showed you, it's a print of basically the Buffalo Trace collection. And he does these prints. They range anywhere from $35 to $100 and all price points in between, depending on the size and the print involved. The smaller prints are, again, 5x7. The larger prints are 8x10. He has sketches of Elmer T. Lee. He has sketches of New Riff, Barrel Strength. He has sketches of Old Forester. It's tremendous, tremendous work. If you go to his website, his website is getmeetingminutes.com. And you can find him on Instagram. You can find him on TikTok. We posted a little 1-minute interview of Rob while we're in Detroit. That's on TikTok and our Instagram page. You can see it. Rob is just a tremendously talented, talented, talented artist who I think really, if you follow this podcast, you really should look into, because he does tremendous work. I mean, this is the time of year when you literally could buy a piece of art for a gift for friends, family. You can actually get one or two for yourself as well. That's exactly what I did. I bought a gift for some people we were staying with in Detroit, and I brought home a gift for myself for our own collection. He does tremendous work. He's really, really very talented. And do yourself a favor. If you go to any of his social sites, either on Instagram or TikTok, again, at Meeting Minutes, or you go to his webpage, getmeetingminutes.com, I think you're going to be very, very, very pleased and impressed with his work. So do that. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Detroit. One of the things I found fascinating about Detroit was some of the colloquialisms that they use. Now, depending on where you are in the country or in the world, different places phrase things differently. For example, in Minnesota, instead of saying soda, a lot of people say pop. Yeah, I want to pop. Or they'll also use a phrase, are you coming with? Right? You say you want to go to the movies. Are you coming with? Instead of saying, are you coming with us? Here in Philadelphia, we use a phrase, a term called John, J-A-W-N. And that's kind of like a catch-all substitution for a word like thing. Right? You can say, I went to an after party last night, and man, that John was popping. That John, being that after party, that thing, was popping. So that's an example of colloquialisms, right? Now, in Detroit, we discovered a couple of colloquialisms and terms that I thought were absolutely fascinating. In Detroit, there are these restaurants that you see here and there. They're called Coney's or Coney Islands, right? And essentially, these places are diners that serve a specific kind of hot dog that's called a Coney, that's based off the Coney Island hot dog that you find in Brooklyn. Most of these restaurants, which are, again, essentially diners, serve diner fare, and they're largely either Greek-owned or Greek in history, because the person who brought the Coney to Detroit was a guy named Constantine Gust Keros. And he brought that to Detroit in 1910. And he basically created this new market for a food fair that is essentially Detroit. It's fascinating stuff. Now, the other thing that I found really interesting is that there are quite a few Detroiters who don't use the term liquor store. You don't say, I'm going to the liquor store to pick up more bourbon for tonight's party. What they say in Detroit is, I'm going to the party store. Oh, don't forget to bring home more bourbon from the party store because I can't get there before it closes. I'm working late. Fair Detroit. Fascinating. Another thing I want to tell you about, the Shepherd. This is a fantastic art gallery and art space in a section of Detroit. I think it's either called the Village or the East Village. The Shepherd is an old church. It used to be called the Good Shepherd. That's about 110 years old. And it was converted into an art gallery. And again, an art space by a couple named Anthony and JJ Curis. Anthony's a real estate developer. They're developing several blocks in that whole neighborhood. And the Shepherd is one of the basically centerpieces of their developmental projects. Now, they've bought up several blocks, and they're really kind of community-focused, Detroit forward. They're looking for things that can actually kind of uplift not only the city, but the neighborhood itself. They really believe in getting back, giving back, which is great. They run another gallery in Detroit called the Library Street Collective. So you can find everything you want to know about the Shed. I think this is like the best kept secret in Detroit right now. They just acquired the church in 2019, and they just had their first exhibit earlier this summer, like 3 or 4 months ago. So you can find them at lscgallery.com, as in librarystreetcollective.com, but just use the letters, lscgallery.com. Completely worth checking out. It is a fantastic space. Eastern Market. Went to a place called the Eastern Market. Now, this is essentially, some people would call it a farmer's market located in Detroit. It's about a 20-minute walk from Ford Field, very centrally located. But folks, I'm telling you, this place has hundreds of vendors and restaurants and produce makers and people selling all types of wares there. It is unbelievable. It's completely worth visiting whenever you're in Detroit. They have a Saturday market. That's the biggest day. I think they do some things on Sunday as well. But you can find almost anything you want there. T-shirts, food, produce. It's really, 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 really well done. They also allow tailgating there for the Lions game. Again, I told you it's about a 20-minute walk from Ford Field, where the Lions play. And I got to tell you, it's really worth your time to check out. By the way, there's a bar in a restaurant right by the Eastern Market. It's called Burt's. Shout out to Burt's. I had a drink there around 10:30 on Saturday morning and listened to some karaoke. Very Detroit. It's completely worth stopping by if you ever get yourself out that way. What else do I have here? Now, Ford Field itself, I have to say, I watched the Lions play the Titans. Rocking chair game, didn't have to worry about anything. The outcome of the game was never in doubt. Detroit was always going to kill them. But I will say that there's probably not a bad seat in that whole facility. It's very easy to see the game. You feel like you're close. You know, on the even if you're touching the ceiling, you can see faces at Ford Field. You might not be able to see what they're saying, but you can see their face if they have their helmets off. I wasn't in love, to be fair, with some of the concession offerings. And there is a quirk about Detroit. Now, if you want to, they sell whiskey in the stadium, like Woodford, things like that, gin, vodka. But if you want to have your whiskey or your alcohol neat, they are required by law to give you whatever alcohol you order, pour it into a cup, full cup of ice, unless you find the right server. And you got to look around for that. I found a couple of servers who would kind of help us around that a little bit. So I didn't have a cup full of ice after I finished my 2 ounce, 3 ounce, 4 ounce pour. But you do have to look around. There are workarounds for every situation. Ford Field was great. I was really, really into it. I have to say, I give a big thumbs up to Detroit. Detroit is not the city it was. When people talk about Detroit, you know, it conjures up these images. You know, Philadelphia is the same kind of city. Baltimore is the same kind of city. DC is the same kind of city, right? When you think of the classic implications of what those cities mean when you hear them mentioned, it's not that way anymore. Detroit's not the same city it was 30, 40 years ago. They're not selling houses for $100 just to get the people to move back into the city. Detroit's really, really made a big rebound. It is incredibly livable. Crime is not awful. Now, is it perfect? No. Are there problems? Without question, like any place else. But it is so much better than it was. Last time I was in Detroit, I did a TV show in Detroit. I did an episode of a show. It was on ABC. And long story short, I ended up had a great time my first 3 or 4 or 5 days in the city. And then I shot a scene where I was supposed to cry, and I think it was the makeup or the prop person, blew some menthol into my eyes to help produce tears. But for whatever reason, there was a leak. The menthol got into my, onto my retina. And it was a mess. I ended up having to go to Detroit Medical Center in the middle of the night. But in a way, it was a blessing because the doctor who treated me, Kresge, shout out Kresge Eye Center at DMC, drove me back to my hotel. I was at the MGM Grand. Drove me back to my hotel, but along the way, he took me on this like 45-minute tour of Detroit in his own car on his way to drive me back to the hotel. It was really, really nice. And told me about all these different neighborhoods. This neighborhood's coming up. This neighborhood is really where the artists live. This neighborhood is like this. This neighborhood is like that. And even though I couldn't see because my eyes were in tremendous amount of pain, because it turns out the cornea was burned from the menthol, and it takes about 7 days to heal from that. I listened, and I would open my eyes occasionally and fight through the pain. But that's kind of where I fell in love with Detroit. And I was in love with Detroit, again, the first 5, 6 days when I had perfect vision, because I had such a good time there. So do yourself a favor when you get a chance. Go see Detroit. I'm telling you, It's completely worth it. Here on the East Coast, it's very easy. Philadelphia, it's like an hour 10, hour 20, one way on the flight. It's unbelievably close. So I was a fan. I am a fan. I continue to be a fan. Go to Detroit before everyone else and their mother does. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Okay, folks, as always, at this point in the program, I do have a question for you. What are you drinking tonight? Well, I can answer that question for you on this end. Tonight, I am drinking Larceny Barrel Proof, right? So I want to tell you, this is our second week in a row, and we're going to continue to switch it up, but this is the second week in a row where we are drinking a Heaven Hill product. But let me give you some numbers, let me give you some info, and then I'll give you my opinion. It is actually bottled and distilled by Old Fitzgerald Distillery, which is a subsidiary of Heaven Hill, in Bardstown, Kentucky. 61.3% ABV, which makes it 122.6 proof. Again, very high. It's 6 to 8 years old, because it's a blend of bourbons from different barrels that are aged anywhere between 6 and 8 years, and they put it together in the perfect recipe. The mash bill, 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. Now, the batch that I have, this particular batch, is batch C921. I'm going to explain what that means in a little bit, but I don't know if the camera can catch it, but there's the batch number right there, C921. And it has a specific meaning. It's a number 3 char, which means the inside of the barrel was charred about 40 seconds before they put in the juice to age. Now, this is a wheated bourbon. As I read from the mash bill, I told you it was 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. It's wheated because wheat is the second highest grain in the mash bill. By definition, nothing will be higher than corn if it's bourbon, because corn, by definition, has to be at least 51% bourbon. I mean, 51% bourbon has to be at least 51% corn. So a lot of people like wheated bourbons because they have a softer or more rounded feel, texture, flavor. I've traditionally never been much of a fan of wheated bourbons, but the more I try them, the more I like them. I have to be fair, got to be honest. Now, Old Fitzgerald, this recipe for this bottle, this the Old Fitzgerald Distillate, basically, which is another term for recipe. This is the recipe that was sold to Pappy Van Winkle, and he started making his bourbon from this, and that was before it was being produced at Heaven Hill. Now, Larceny, they classify their batches. They only release 3 batches every year. And this is, again, this is overproof, this is barrel proof, and they release batches in January, in May, and in September. So each one of those legs, January, is designated by a letter, A. May is designated by the letter B. September is designated by the letter C. So when you see this batch number C921, all that's telling you is that this particular bourbon was released. It was the third release, C, batch, and it was released in September 9 of 2021, C921. That's what that, like, marker, that's what that identification stands for. Now, what do I think of the Berman? To be honest, it's spicy, but in a savory way. It's really quite well done. I'm impressed with it. Now, a lot of people think this is unbelievable. I think Whiskey Advocate gave it like a 94 rating, a 93. Don't quote me on that, but it's either 94 or 93. This runs about $65 to $70 a bottle, depending on where you get it from. It's not a bad addition to have in your bar. I like it. I don't love it, but more importantly, I don't hate it. It's a pretty good bourbon, I have to tell you. All right, so folks, tonight's episode was split because I am an idiot into two parts. So you will see those two parts reflected on all of our social media. Thank you again for watching. We are coming back at you next Thursday for another exciting episode. We have some fun content coming at you in the next couple of weeks. I think you'll really be interested in as well. So as always, Cyrus Farmer, Stomp the Tea. Thank you for watching. We will continue to provide you with everything that we can as far as content and good, solid entertainment. Don't forget to vote. Be an American. Don't forget to vote. And as always, we will see you on the first tee.